Standing on the edge of wonder.
Many people have heard the music of Grammy-winning singer and songwriter Joanne Shenandoah. People might not know she has a liver failing from stress and being too fatty.
And that's exactly what happened to me with C. diff, with double pneumonia. I ended up almost losing my eyesight. By this time last year, I was like 112 pounds. I virtually have used meditation and the vibrational effects of music to bring healing to my body.
She's on a transplant list, but considered inactive because she's too far from her doctors in Florida. The music festival Saturday is a tribute to the 20th anniversary of the Lilith Fair for women artists. More than a dozen local musicians, including Colleen Katow, Ashley Cox, Jess Novak, and others, including Shenandoah.
I'm very delighted to say that my daughter, Leah Shenandoah, who's a PhD student at Cornell University, and my sister Diane, who's a faith keeper of the Oneida Nation, will be performing with me. We're going to perform some new songs that people haven't heard.
Proceeds will help with Shenandoah's medical expenses. She adds it will also be a time to focus on the contributions of women, including the Iroquois, who are leaders in their communities.
Our Haudenosaunee people, our women, were the ones who stood up and they had a voice, making decisions, choosing the leaders, taking them out of office. And they're the ones who have to teach our children, look, we need to leave our earth in a better place than when we found it.
What they're calling the Lilith Flare will be this Saturday night at the Palace Theater, starting at 7.
We will rise.
Chris Bolt, WAER News.